This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Oh, Bruno. That song was for you. Everybody listening. You're amazing.
Just I thought it was for Bryn, since he looks like Bruno Mars. With those
sunglasses. Yeah. Oh, Bryn, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Just the way you are.
He's a good-looking guy, so I don't mind that at all.
He is good-looking. Good-looking tiny person. He's so small.
Is he?
He's small. Yeah.
He is short.
You're so judgy, Sarah.
Judgy?
I'm just small.
That's not judging.
Who even knows his height?
That's a fact.
Who actually knows his height? I mean.
I'm going to guess he's 5'5". 5'4". I'm going to say he's 5'4".
He's 5'5".
Oh, 5'5". He's 5'5". See? He's tiny. He's perfect.
All right, I gave it to
he's
you.
He's perfect. He's tiny, tiny little perfect
all
person.
That success, and he has to hear this crap.
I know, right?
What crap? It's amazing. Look, it's like all this amazing stuff in one little package. One little package. That is one little package.
Oh, come on.
I wouldn't know. I don't know about it. Sometimes that package looks bigger because you're so little, you know?
What are you talking about?
You heard me.
You've sampled all the sizes. We know that.
That is true. That is true. I have sampled the sizes. I'm giving get my jalopy behind me there. All right. Hi, everybody. It's Friday Eve. Thursday. Let's see. Looks like the Alice 973 Instagram page is our sponsor for Celebrity Trash. Mm. Follow the station's Instagram page and get our clips of the day. You even do throwback clips sometimes, Nikki and Bryn. You guys are curating that thing. It is a masterpiece.
Oh, man.
Check out the Alice 973 Instagram page.
So much energy. Yeah. All we do is talk about that, Nicole and I.
Oh, just.
That's the truth.
Bryn and I actually, later yesterday, we got on the Zoom, and I just couldn't muster any energy. Like, at one point, I'm just like, I'm going to.
Well, yeah, I was tired too. I just got back from college.
Wait, what are you saying? This is just a phone call between two coworkers, or?
Yeah, we got on the Zoom together because we were talking about there's like a T-Mobile thing that we were talking about, and then he was doing I can't remember what he was editing for me, and but as he's sitting there, and it was funny too because we work and we're doing emails and you know just sitting at our computers basically on Zoom together.
We're virtually next to each other.
Virtually
talking.
Next to each other. It's like we're in the same. It's nice. It actually feels like my workplace. I sit down and Bryn and I are just on the Zoom together, and it's funny because I'm kind of going through my email and texting my mom or you know whatever and I realized that I've been listening to him murmur to himself for 10 minutes straight.
This over here. Everything I do I talk that. Out loud
okay.
It's so weird.
All right. and it was just so funny because I looked up and I'm like you know you talk to yourself constantly. He goes yeah I know.
If my mic wasn't on, I'd probably all right, press this button or fade that up real quick. Pan that to the left.
Right. It's fully, it was just funny because I just, you know, how you, when you work with someone in an office place, it's the same thing. We were just sort of, what do they call it when toddlers parallel play? It's like we were toddlers and just, he's over there talking to himself and I'm.
Parallel work.
Right. Exactly. Clacking away over here. But it was funny because I don't know what time that was. Maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock
yeah,
in the afternoon.
Two, three. Mm-hmm.
And I just started to feel myself fade, and I'm like, I have looked at computers for too long today. Like, I got to go do something else. Go outside and check on the guys, see what kind of disaster area I've got going on in my side yard. Anyway, I'm sure one of the things you were working on was the clip of the day. I don't know.
No, that was quick yesterday. Yesterday we had a throwback photo. Because we had that lovely conversation about Vinny's smiles.
His
two main looks.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Uh-huh. Yeah,
I didn't see that. Let me take a look at that.
You know, it's a good time to post it.
I'm trying to take a break from social media. I definitely am. Hold on.
A lot of people are right now.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know what, because the thing is, you pick it up and then you start. Oh, there it is. Alden, it's adorable. It's adorbs. So cute. This is like Vinny says, he either smiles or he makes this face. That's the face. He's got a big sucker on his forehead. I don't know why you got to put that one up. I'm with Vinny on this. That seems wrong.
Oh, instigator.
Well, Instagram instigator. Anyway, here we go. Here's your early trash. Tom Hanks is going to host an inauguration TV special. There'll be performances from various people. Justin Timberlake is going to perform. Demi Lovato. It's primetime, and it will celebrate the inauguration of Joe Biden as president of the United States. The performances from Demi, Justin, Jon Bon Jovi, and many more. This is a 90-minute show. It's called Celebrating America, and it'll be broadcast live on ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, MSNBC from 8:30 till 10 p.m.
Really?
Yep, it's everywhere. It'll also be streamed live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Amazon Prime Video, Microsoft Bing, News Now from Fox, and AT&T DirecTV and Uverse.
You interested in this?
You know, I'll be asleep. I'm sure I'll see clips of it the next day, but it starts at 8:30 p.m., on inauguration night. Right. That's Eastern and Pacific time. So they're going to give him up. So he'll then be President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. They will give remarks during the primetime special, touching on the diversity and talent of America. And then the musical performances will be sprinkled in throughout the broadcast.
And what's the controversy surrounding Kamala's Vogue cover? Have you heard this?
No. What's the controversy?
It was because... Part of it was because she didn't let her aides know she was doing it. But a lot of people don't like that. I guess Vogue kind of like whitewashed her face.
Oh,
I thought it was the... So you know what? If I had to guess, I was going to say it was... So the cover that I saw is because she's wearing the Converse, the same ones she wore, I think, when she was touring the fire.
Yeah, that's part
sites.
Of it, too. Yeah.
And so I thought it might have something to do with the outfit that they chose to put her on the cover in.
Yeah, so there's that one, and then there's another one where she's in a blue suit, but a lot of people don't like how casual she is, and that Vogue is essentially like whitewashing her face is what some of the controversy is.
Put that back up.
What I've read so far.
Yeah, I don't know if they touched that up or not. I couldn't tell, but one of the things I immediately thought of is...
It's not a great photo of her face. Of her, like her facial expression, I like that one better.
Blue suit, no shoes showing,
and
you know,
just a gold backdrop. Like that's classic.
I think they're both good pictures, and frankly, I find her extremely relatable. Although she should really go try those slip-on Converse. Those are handy.
So what I came away from it with is that you know, the same pressure. Well, probably a lot more pressure was on Barack Obama, but for a black woman to become vice president, suddenly she's got no hope to please everybody. And I'm sure the pressure on her is intense. I was watching the Tiger documentary, and it's about a black father and son who are now taking on, you know, the establishment, the established white sport. And now he's not only penetrated it, he's become it. He
revived golf.
The second coming, so to speak, or whatever. And even he suffered, like, I think when he was a young man, he put out there, I'm black, I forget what he called it, but because he's black and Asian and white, he had this blakajin or something was his designation.
I remember
but black
that.
People were like, no. You're black. People see you as black, and please stop denying you're black because we need you.
Right.
We need you to bring us along in this situation. And I see that that's probably what others suffer from, too, which is more pressure than they probably would like to have.
Well, not only is she black, she's a woman. And but I have to think that by this point in her career, and she's held several public offices and had a storied career so far, she has to be used to, I can't please everyone. And she seems like super secure. Like, I really like her. And I think that her in sneaks and kind of the little, they're almost like they're ankle length pants. I mean, I love the whole pantsuit. I like the whole
look. It
looks
good. Yeah, I just felt like, well, I'm sad that she's got to deal with controversy her first, cover
she's
or whatever.
She's going to have to deal with it the whole
time. Because with job.
It's amazing how a man can wear whatever suit, and the most someone would say is, oh, I don't like the color of his tie or something. But for women, they're picked apart from their hair to their makeup to their suit to their shoes to their jacket that they wore to the purse they're carrying. Like, it's ridiculous. These are people who are in public service, and while it's fine for you to have an opinion, I just don't think that should be the lead story. How about what did she say? What did she do?
So people just don't like, again, like I said, the washed out, but they felt like since it's such a historical moment that she shouldn't have been dressed so casually. And that's what
I thought the controversy was.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. I hadn't seen anything about the whitewashing, but, actually you'd think if anything, a magazine cover would know damn well not to do that. So I'm surprised if they did.
Yeah,
tons of controversy about stuff like that.
A quote is that the casual outfit was not appropriate for a historic magazine cover for the first woman and woman of color as elected VP to wear.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
That makes more sense.
I'm sure she had 15 different outfits in a whole day's worth of shoots, and that's the picture that they picked.
They
chose, and frankly, I think that she looks totally relatable, and I think...
I don't mind it.
No, I don't mind it at all.
I can see
why some people need to have something to bitch about on Twitter.
Well, and don't forget, though, this is what I just said about Tiger. It's, if you're the black community is seeing someone rise up and they want to be brought along, but they also have an opinion about how it's being done.
Sure.
And I don't. Kamala looks great.
I think so, too.
I would have seen that cover and said, looking good.
Yep.
The end.
It was Kablan Asian is what Tiger used. Caucasian, black, Indian, and Asian.
Kablan Asian. The black people said, no, man.
Well, in the documentary, I don't remember there being controversy around that at all. But now in the documentary, I'm seeing people went, no. You've made it through in a sport where there are no colors. Please represent.
Mm.
And I can understand
Don't make
that.
Up a new word for yourself.
Right.
Be a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as her photo goes, I think it's a lovely photo.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be seeing her. I don't know what she'll be wearing, but she will be speaking. As you know, she's getting inaugurated less than a week from now. So very exciting. At the actual inauguration itself, it will be Lady Gaga singing the national anthem, which is exciting. Did Beyonce or was it Aretha Franklin who did?
Beyonce did Barack Obama.
And then Aretha did one of his things.
I think it was his second one.
Okay. Yeah, because she had that little hat on.
The hat, yeah.
Right. Well, anyway, Lady Gaga, who, by the way, there's a picture of her sitting on the arm of a chair that Joe Biden's sitting on. And, Vinny, it was funny because I thought about you and I yesterday talking about how she has really toned it down. Like, Lady Gaga used to be, I didn't even know really what she looked like because she was always in some elaborate costume. She's wearing a pink satin button-down and a pair of white slacks.
There you go.
I mean, her hair is bleach blonde, and she's got a lot of makeup on, but she's Lady Gaga, but she looks very...
Who's to say what people took to? You'd think it would be the music, but I feel like Lady Gaga worked 15 million times harder than she needed to because she had to come up with an idiot outfit for every single thing she did.
Right.
And so it was like nonstop design those first 2 years as she was just showing up in the new next kooky thing.
Right. Actually, seeing her in the Star Is Born movie, did you ever wind up watching that whole thing?
No, I watched the beginning and tapped out. But I like that intro thing where she's on stage with him and he introduces her and she's back there like, oh my God!
What, me?
Yeah. That was a neat moment for sure.
She is... I really like that movie because it feels like you see her without all the gunk on. Like, she was just a, you know, girl doing her thing. And she's dressed up when she does that cabaret show of hers or whatever, wherever he discovers her. But they're, like, this is not, she wouldn't appear like, even like this in that movie. I mean, probably that's not what she's, I'm sure she's walking around in meat dresses all the time at her house. I don't know. Anyway, she's going to sing the national anthem. Is that her doing the Super Bowl national anthem?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. I love when they do that that chord progression at the end.
I'm just tripping off the fact that there's a crowd there.
Yeah, it's the olden days.
Oh.
It's the olden days. Rave. Anyway, that'll be fun to watch. I'm sure the I think the inauguration starts at about 11:30, or it has traditionally. I don't know if they're going to change the times on that. Couple things about the inauguration. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I'm looking at, this is all about the impeachment. They're just talking about how they're protecting the Capitol right now and what's going to happen in the next few days and at the inauguration. They are saying that there were troops in combat gear in the halls of Congress in case another mob tried to interrupt the vote yesterday. And I don't, I'm sure you've got some stuff about the impeachment coming
minor
up.
Just that it got done.
Yeah. All right, well then I'll just give you just a couple things, and they're not really, they, I don't think they're everywhere. This is the first time that members of the armed forces have been garrisoned at the Capitol since the Civil War, and the deployment of the National Guard troops to DC right now is more than three times the size of the active duty troops in Iraq or Afghanistan and Syria combined.
Good.
Like, they have a major force there, and they should. I mean, although President Trump did a thing, a video yesterday, was it yesterday, where he was, I mean, that was, I thought, okay, well, that seems reasonable, and it seems like something you should have said a long time ago.
What seems reasonable?
Well, he was basically saying, any, you know, you're, that is not what our movement is about, this violence, and that's, I don't condone it, and you're anti-America if you do that. And it was fairly strongly worded.
Was he winking the whole time?
You know, it feels like that, but it was very straight, a very straight read and very sober. Like, this is not, we are peaceful. This is not cool. And I don't, again, he's done a couple videos where I'm like, there is a guy just off camera holding a gun to his head. It's just not, it doesn't feel like him at all, because it's so clearly a prepared statement and his arms aren't waving wildly and he's not riffing. So it was a very direct statement of no violence with, you know, with nothing really else. That was basically I only watched about 5 minutes of it, but.
But you saw no winks.
No, zero winks.
Okay.
So maybe he has like a cheek twitch that he signals people with.
Well, I like the way people said some of these terms used are dog whistles for racists. And I continue to find out just how naive I am about a lot of things. And it's not only makes me feel bad about myself, but it makes me feel bad about our country that just so much. So many of the things that I thought were much better aren't. It just sucks.
Yep. Well, we looked at some hard truths last year.
Yep.
With the Black Lives Matter movement, and obviously just with COVID, and watching something that was so clearly just a medical emergency become a completely polarizing political thing. Yep. It's outrageous. And watching how fractured we are when it comes to the news that we consume, that people can actually completely believe that the election was stolen and the rest of us completely know it's false. Like, it's, I mean, it is really a crazy world we're living in right now. Hooray. Happy Friday Eve. It's Friday tomorrow, you guys. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. And a three-day weekend.
And a three-day weekend. Oh, my God. Okay.
I told Christina, you were the star of the show. Yeah, at dinner last night, everyone sits down. I'm like, you were the star of the show today. And she goes, what? Why? I'm like, the simple question, is it a three-day weekend, sent us on a mission. And, of course, it ended well for us. So we were like, yay!
You know what's funny? You were the star of the show at my house last night at dinner.
Why?
We were talking about that guy who's almost locked out of his $234 million Bitcoin stash because he doesn't know his password.
That story is so great.
Oh, we talked about it for 20 minutes, just all of us.
We
like,
did too.
Shooting out. Oh, did you really?
Well, we talked about that on our little date. I told her the story because she's in tech. So if anybody in that I have access to would know stuff about this, it would be her. And I was just saying, I feel like finding a first thing you'd have to do is duplicate the situation, not with the money at.
Right.
So rather than have some hacker use up your two chances and lock the money out and be like, sorry, buddy, I didn't get it done. And then leave. And there's your money gone. You'd have to set up the same scenario with no money in place. And see if the person can break in.
Right.
And if they can do it then you say, all right, here's the actual job I need you for, right?
Riley's solution was...
Here we go.
Oh, this will be good. He actually knows.
Yeah, we talked about that too, cloning the thing and you know, trying to figure out. And then, you know, we talked about the Pentagon or whatever. Riley goes, the guy should just auction the thing off. He goes, I'll bet you IBM would pay $30 million for that thing and then just give it to a team of experts and let them have at it. They can, you know, use whatever technology they have available to them. And, you know, it could be worth $234 million. But in a company like, you know, I mean, he said IBM or whatever tech company would pick this up mm-hmm. to have a chance at it. And then at least the guy gets $30 million. Or whatever it gets auctioned off for. But
yeah,
I thought, well, maybe someone would feel like I could take a chance. I prove my hacking skills, you know, whatever it is.
Did we post this story up on our Facebook page?
We didn't. But we can.
Oh, we should. Yeah. It's such,
because
it's such
if you
a
didn't
great
hear
story.
The story yesterday, you're sitting there listening to us now going, what's the story? It's a dude whose password protected key to his $234 million in Bitcoin, he forgot the password. And he's entered he has 10 chances to enter it in, and I can see him burning up two in a minute.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yes.
Can't you? I mean, we all do it. We enter in real fast. Oh, I must have missed a cap. I must have missed a cap or something.
Two down, eight to go.
Right.
And now he's tried all. Now he's got two tries.
Now you
left.
Don't know if you entered it wrong again or if it you just have the wrong passcode.
So now you do it for a third time.
If you guys want to check it out, it's up on Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Oh, please. Thank you. Okay, great. We are so unbelievably late. Let's go right to spots.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.